Hello.
Welcome. Back again.
Well, okay. Quickly, did you see the 100-foot-long penis that an 18-year-old climate activist mowed into the lawn of the flight path under Stansted Airport before Air Force One flew over with the president on board?
Oh, is that the photos I've been
yes,
seeing?
Yes, it says, "We Trump with a giant dick." So, an eco-activist went to extraordinary lengths to catch the eye of Donald Trump by mowing a 100-foot-long penis into his back garden below Air Force One's flight path into London Stansted this morning. Ollie Nancaro, 18, spent the weekend cutting the message of "We Trump and climate change is real" besides the enormous organ into his parents' lawn in Hatfield Heath, Essex. The crude welcome kicked off the president's 3-day state visit to Britain, which is expected to be overshadowed by a wave of protests actually happening right now that are in part stemming from the U.S. leader's scathing stance on climate change. He drew a picture of a polar bear into the lawn as well, which has become the adopted symbol of eco-activists. Of course, I got that from the Daily Mail. Woof. So that was just context for that.
It's funny how Trump's going to
start us in there.
I'd say funny that Trump's going to London to then like have that baby balloon like re-blown up, like where they floated over the city.
I just want to be the Such person who kept the baby balloon in the garage and was like, gotta pull out the balloon again. Do you have anything?
Yeah. J.K. Rowling is going to ruin our lives all over again.
Does she really have to?
Did you see what she's planning to do? So after writing the Fantastic Beasts screenplays and the Cursed Child play, J.K. Rowling is going to add more to the Wizarding World with new content. As reported on Pottermore, which I cannot believe people are still
isn't this
on.
This like the super deep look at the classes
a
in Harry Potter?
A new series of 4 short Harry Potter ebooks, yeah, meant to explore the origins of magic is coming to fans everywhere, and soon the first installment will debut in June. The series explore the, quote, traditional folklore and magic at the heart of the Harry Potter stories, according to Pottermore, and the books will be split up into different segments of the famed Hogwarts lesson plans. The titles.
Isn't it so wild that she was like this person we were supposed to root for, and then she just like went full capitalist?
She fully was like let's ruin our lives. What was that Lindsay Ellis video where it was like the tale of like the way authors go, like after like the canons have been established?
Was it the death of the author?
I think so. Where it was like you could be one of those authors that lets it all happen, or you could be like, let's revise it all.
Shout out to Kendall, by the way, for tweeting at Jenny Nicholson and asking her to come on our podcast.
I know.
Speaking of YouTubers.
Love it. Yeah, I am absolutely not like, I just like, what are you doing? Like, can you do something else? Like, can we do something else? Like, it's going to be specifically in the same like sense of what we've seen before. I mean, I have not been following the Cursed Child Fantastic Beasts like canons. I know that they like barely touch on what happened in Harry Potter, and I believe these will do the same, I guess.
Well, I mean, in terms of series that went on longer than they should have, Candace Cameron Bure admitted to Page Six that she's unsure of how Aunt Becky's absence will be addressed in the final seasons of Fuller House.
Who's watching Fuller House?
A lot of people.
I keep forgetting. It's like season 5 on Netflix.
Yeah.
Wild. How do you get a show rebooted that no one talks about that is like going on for just as long as the original?
So Candace Cameron Bure has admitted that she has no idea how the show will handle Lori Loughlin's departure. It hasn't been discussed, Bure admitted to Entertainment Tonight of Aunt Becky's fate. I have absolutely no answer for it, and Netflix has not even spoken about it. That's because they're worried about the money. The upcoming 5th season of the series will be its last, which made Cameron Bure get teary on the set. I've been a big crybaby this whole week, like every day. We've had such an amazing run on Fuller House, and I work with my best friends every day. So knowing this is our last season is quite bittersweet. We're so happy that we get to do a whole other season. But knowing it's our last, we're savoring every moment of it. It's been emotionally really hard because I love what I do and I love the people I work with. Of course, this comes in the wake of her at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards with Andrea Barber and this one really kills me. On the stage, her and Andrea Barber said, "You have been laughing alongside our family for 4 seasons, and this family has a lot of heart. And where there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of love. And a loving family sticks together no matter what. They stick together through hard times. They support each other. They encourage one another. They pray for each other, and they stand by their side no matter how tough it gets.
Yikes.
So we know how she feels. You know, Miss Republican Barbie has full ties. And I also just think it's so funny that I love it when TV stars get tricked into thinking that their workplace, which is seemingly non-traditional, is a family, even though it is still ran by corporations. Also, did you hear about Alex Rodriguez getting a person from a office in Midtown Manhattan taking a picture through his bathroom window of him shitting on the toilet and trying to sell it to people?
Can I find this photo?
Well, okay. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because I wanted to ask about the ethics of that lawsuit.
Of course. I'm like immediately like, what's going on here?
Well, okay, so it's Park Avenue. Is that Midtown?
Park Avenue, yes, it's Midtown. It's literally straight to Central Park, Billionaire Row.
Is Central Park Midtown? Is it Central?
Yes, Central
Park. Mid? So it's Midtown?
Yes.
It's midway through the town of
If you're New going York City. From Wall Street to Midtown, it's right after Midtown or in the middle of Midtown Central Park. Yes. And then it goes into the East and West Side.
Okay.
My limited New York geography is being exercised here.
I just thought it was just one big skyscraper covering 500 square feet.
I mean, it is.
So Alex Rodriguez has, quote, come clean about those bathroom photos of the slugger, which is a horrible way to describe someone. He won't be pursuing legal action against this photographer, but I guess what happened is there is a Park Avenue office that has the building next door, which has direct views into his $17.5 million apartment in Manhattan. Yeah, there was a photo that got taken directly into his bathroom through the window because that's how close he is to this
Those buildings business are right next to each other, of course.
His toilet is directly next to the window, and he's just fully taking a shit.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. If you live in a high rise like that, and your bathroom where you take a shit is fully encased in glass, it's going to happen.
I feel like if you're a member of the ruling class in Manhattan, and you have $17.5 million apartments, you should have to shit in the streets.
Yes. Like you deserve like, for people to see that.
Like you should have to shit in public because we need to be reminded that at the end of the day, everyone is just a human being.
I think about that all the time. Like whenever I see anybody, like I'm like, you know, when there's that time where they're like really struggling over that toilet. Like this is really just a bad moment. It's coming really out hot and it's bad. Like
Describing a personal experience right now, Lawson?
Have you never had that type of experience before?
I'm a pure virgin. I'm a lady. No, I also just love this because, like, yeah, my praxis is rich people have to shit in public. Like, that's your punishment for owning a $17.5 million apartment. Do you have some stuff? Because I have some other things that are, like...
I have this article from the Washington Post I wanted to bring up in our vitamins episode, but it did kind of, like, really fit in there, and I wanted to say it for leftovers. It's about the Kardashians' history of shill products.
Ooh, yes.
I love this. So, in researching, obviously, like, the Appetite Suppressant lollipops and all the different, like, detox teas the Kardashians have, you know, shilled, I found this other interesting article talking about the other products they've sold before that have gotten them in a lot of trouble, and I thought it was just, like, really interesting because the first one that's on this list was like very unexpected. So in 2010, all the three Kardashian sisters on their show promoted this product called Quick Trim, a diet regime. It's literally just a colon cleanse that was later found to cause heavy cramping, bloating, and kidney failure. This was obviously like about almost 10 years ago from now, but all three of the women, after selling this Quick Trim diet regime that, of course, had no scientific evidence of ever working, and then later discovered after they promoted it would cause horrible effects in the body, they were sued for $5 million each in 2012 by four different women who used the product, claiming that it was false, misleading, and unsubstantiated advertising. But in the same year as well, there was another product that they also talked about called the Kardashian Card. Obviously, card spelled with a K.
Yep.
It was a prepaid debit card service. Do you remember when this came out? Do you ever remember seeing like ads for this?
For the
Kardashian Card?
Yes.
I did not know how much of a scam it was.
Yes.
I yelled. So the service lasted for only about a month until Richard Blumenthal, then Connecticut's attorney general, questioned the legality of its, quote, pernicious and predatory fees. Unlike regular debit cards, which are, of course, usually free, the year-long Kardashian card costs $100 to own, plus a $9.95 purchase fee and a reoccurring $7.95 monthly fee. It also costs cardholders $1 to add any amount of money to the card and $2 to pay each transaction off the bill automatically. So listen, if you pay $100 for a debit card, which is literally just cash in a card, it's nothing like fancy here, and then you pay $10 to make purchases on that card, and then you pay $8 a month to have the card, and then it costs it costs $1 to add any money to your card and $2 per transaction to have the service automatically pay it off for you. And also, I found out, I had to like look into this, it also costs $1.50 just to access the customer service hotline to pay for the Kardashian card.
And what benefits did you get out of this?
It's literally just a flashy card with the Kardashians on it. Like, that's all it is. That made me scream. There was also, in 2011, I don't know if you remember this, there was that Super Bowl commercial for the Skechers Shape Ups, where that shoes that were, like, equated to being, like, a personal trainer. And I love this, because I remember seeing these, and the shoes were, like, those gigantic, like, clunky things that apparently would, like, help you lose weight, like, strengthen stomach and, like, your glutes and everything like that, because it was supposed to be, like, Shape Ups, like, pushes you right up into, like, what you need to do. Like, I don't really know what the exact, like, selling point was, but it was just, like, literally equated to making you literally healthier. And of course, even though it always seemed like a scam, it became like an official scam when the FTC cited the specific commercial as evidence that the Skechers have deceived its customers. Obviously, there were absolutely no benefits to wearing these shoes whatsoever. There was not like any studies or anything shown, and it was advertised to like be equivalent to that type of service, one that would actually help you become healthier in some sense of the word. They were also forced to pay $40 million in settlements in 2012 to resolve that as well. So in 2015, Kylie Jenner did one of those like, you know, beauty secret campaigns where she like shared photos of like, literally it was just a photo of her tits and her ass. Like it was literally just that, like zoomed in on each in this ad that was literally hashtag ad. I love sharing my beauty secrets with you guys, and this is a favorite. At Pureleaf offers products with all natural ingredients, which is important to me, to help maintain and accentuate your curves. Pureleaf's butt enhancement cream and breast plumping lotion stimulate fat cells in the target areas. I started seeing results after only a month of consistent use. Love their products. Visit pureleaf.com hashtag curves on fleek. It was obvious that the cream itself, no one's really come after them for this, but that cream is completely like a scam. Like there's no way that you can stimulate fat cells through a cream to like enhance your breast or your ass unless it's some type of swelling. There's like no evidence that remotely does anything. It's completely false advertising. It kind of reminds me too that she just recently did some like skincare campaign where she used a Snapchat filter the entire time through the video, where like it literally smoothed her face in the Snapchat filter. Like everyone knows that one. Wild. There was, of course, in 2018, Kim posted her secret to the thin waist. She talked about the use of meal replacement shakes, which I did not really mention in the vitamin episode. That's like, again, there's just so many things we could have gone into, but we couldn't. The picture is her in a white sports bra, you know, tight underwear, holding a glass of milk, drinking a smoothie from a plastic cup in the middle of like this industrial kitchen. I'm assuming it's the one in her house. I don't know where it is. It looks very bizarre. The caption, of course, read hashtag ad. Little update for you guys. I'm on day 9 of my Shake It Baby program from Flat Tummy Co. And I'm actually feeling really good. We had a massive Christmas this year. And between my mom's party, Christmas, and New Year's, I felt like it was impossible to fit in my regular workouts and eat healthy. But this program is giving me a kick in the right direction that I need. These meal replacement shakes are so good. And it's helping me get my tummy back to flat in the new year. The results I'm seeing and feeling are amazing. I'm so excited for the next few weeks. Because they're all about getting women back on track. They've got a 20% off sale going on right now if you want to start 2018 off right. Trust me, you're going to want to check them out. It's literally meal replacement shakes, i.e. like a Soylent, i.e. like an appetite suppressant detox tea like moment right there. Like again, it's another product that is just meant to like completely deceive people of like what actual health would look like. It's just it's meal replacement. It's the same thing. I had to bring that up because it was just like one of those things where I was reading it through and I'm just like, I want these women to be held accountable so badly for decades of influencing people and trying to sell actual damaging products. Like, it's completely unethical. Like, the companies that they work for can get sued and get damages, but they're the reps for these companies and don't get any type of persecution whatsoever. It just boggles my mind. You look very unhappy right now.
I do have something even... I have something that explains my life trajectory the last couple months with a character on television I have been introduced to. Did you hear about Barbara Cavavit of Real Housewives of New York?
Oh, no. What?
So she officially is in the Daily Mail and in Page Six.
No.
Roni star Barbara Cavavit's home on the verge of foreclosure. So... the house that we were introduced to in the very first episode of the season, where they had the crab boil.
Yeah.
So she, that home is in Waynescott, New York. It is facing foreclosure. It's worth $2.4 million. And that is the exact amount of money she currently owes on the property that Deutsche Bank,
which
says
is like
that
the most
she has
evil.
Not paid. She said, quote, part of being an entrepreneur means that business and life can sometimes take unexpected turns. In 2015, I filed for personal bankruptcy protection, which has been discharged, and I am currently in a settlement discussion with Deutsche Bank with every expectation this will be concluded soon. The case was reopened on Tuesday, however, per court documents obtained by Page Six. They are suing her from last year after accusing her of failing to pay for her mortgage. She took out a $2.4 million loan in 2006 with her father, Joseph, who passed away in 2013. And when he passed away, the bank claimed Barbara became responsible for his loan upon passing, even though the deed to the house was in his name. She missed a payment on April 1st, 2015, and still owes $2.5 million, according to the bank. As a result, they want to put the home into foreclosure. She is countersuing them and asking the judge to throw out the case on the basis that the bank should have gone after her late father's estate because the deed to the home was in 2010 transferred into his name before he died. It was featured on Real Housewives of New York earlier this season. And as it was up on the season premiere of the show, guess where else it was found?
What?
Advertised on Zillow for rent at $58,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
So
oh, this
if
is
you wanted
sad.
To know
this is sad.
The full circle of it and wow. the kind of people that Luann is friends with, I feel bad oh. for being that person to say that connection, but like, somebody needed a check.
Wow, she's really... prep for the housewives now that she has shady financial, you know, property issues.
You know, someone was like, she's going to fit right in on the Real Housewives of New York.
I was going to say, like, quickly shifting sands with your property, like, you're meant for it. Wow.
Do you have anything else?
I wanted to say how, or at least get into how we really feel about Shangela doing a full McDonald's campaign.
Can we do because a deep dive on this a little bit later, though?
You think so? You think we can do a deep dive
on this? I was thinking one of my deep dives for the new
season. I feel like we're going to get actually...
season.
Okay. We're going to get
in
trouble.
Drag queens doing sponsorships.
No, I've been thinking about... but I mean, God, are we ready to shake that table? Because like, yes. they're going to come for us.
That's fine.
But we also have some people we could...
I think it's an interesting thing to talk about.
But I think there's also a lot of people we know that could give us some like insider
yeah,
info.
Yeah,
so
we have a lot of listeners, I think, who can also give us insider info on this as well. So...
all I want to say is go to Shangela or RuPaul's Drag Race Twitter to watch Shangela sell a McMuffin. And tell me how you feel.
Kimchi was also selling... what was Kimchi selling recently?
Oh, I don't remember, but also I remember it was so weird with Shangela got like a full like real production like McDonald's commercial while Thorgy Thor did one of those like quick like iPhone made videos in like her apartment or something. Yes. For the same campaign.
Kimchi was shilling for something called Klarna, which is
who can you remember
shopping
that? What is
app.
See, like, who would remember that?
It's a shopping app.
Yikes.
Where you, like, get a loan, basically. It's like a loan app.
I remember when I was looking into this that Bianca Del Rio did, like, a Starbucks ad and with Adore Delano, and then Orbitz did that, like, one with Shangela and, like, what was it, Manila, Tammy, and Trixie did the like anti-smoking ad for the CDC and stuff. And I was like, I just forgot how like it's long it's been coming up to this point. When Shangela also called herself a famous celebrity entertainer.
I know that drag was technically an industry for a long time, but now that it is a nationally recognized television industry and entertainment industry, I would really like to have some drag queens on to talk about what that's like.
Yes.
I think that that would be a good deep dive. So and if you want to hear about that, yeah, let us know.
I don't want to say I'm equipped to like critique when Shangela calls herself like a famous celebrity entertainer, because a part of me is like, why can't they just say like drag queen or like drag superstar on like a McDonald's ad?
Yeah.
But I know this is not, I mean, this is a drag queen, especially of color, on a McDonald's ad. It's something we've literally never seen before and are not equipped to even like experience almost. Yeah. It's like very out of like, it's very complicated. So like, I didn't know exactly how to feel about it, but I wanted to bring it up because it's very interesting.
You know, we're having our listener letter happy hour come soon, next week, actually. So if you want to talk about it or share your opinion on that, please let us know. And if you want to hear a deep dive on that, please let us know. I don't really have anything else. Can we get out of here a little earlier this week? Because we've been recording. We've recorded like 5 minutes.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we did so much yesterday. We did so much today. And like, I had to go to the shoot for like 12 fucking hours. I'm like, it's dead, like brain rotted. I
also working for the man is hard, huh, Lawson? Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
How dare you?
Getting by.
How dare dun, dun, you? Dun, 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 it's so mean. She's so mean.
Dun, 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 drive you crazy.
Finished What If. That show is some of the best garbage I've ever consumed. I love junk food.
I'm making my way back through Revenge, and it was a good choice.
I'm gonna do the same. I think
please
I have to.
Please do. Please do. Please
also,
do. Please do.
I'm making my boyfriend rewatch Vanderpump Rules from the beginning this summer because I'm like, that's what we need to do.
What a fake friend.
Fake? Who's the fake one?
Me.
Oh.
Because I let him go this long without watching it all in its entirety.
That's what I was saying. He was watching the last 2 seasons of the beginning. I'm like, you just don't get it. Like, you don't get it. The intricacies of the first few seasons are.
Can I say something? You know what my impact is? The husband, my husband, has seen all of Vanderpump Rules. So.
When did he rewatch it? When did you guys?
The last 2 years, I made him watch all of it through the beginning with me and Shaws of Sunset.
Well, we did Shaws.
Yeah,
of course.
So you know,
we love that. I don't have the time that you do.
Step your cookies up.
I don't have the fucking
step
time.
Your cookies up.
I fucking hate you.
Step your cookies up.
Okay,
Lawson.
This is becoming abuse. This is what happens when we go too long. I'm being abused. I don't like it. I don't want it anymore.
Just
can we
like
cut us out?
Times.
Can you do your Rita Ora quote and we can?
Three, two, one. Hi, my name is BB Rexha, and I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before.
Ooh, that took me a bit.
Does anyone fucking know this fucking song?